our invention of these movies as movies and as books and as movies of books or as books of movies, all these interesting inventions and reinventions of time and whatever else are allowed to us. They're all allowed to us due to our employment as movie talkers at the Mantua Edison Film Corporation and also due to the fact that Judai and Juna are of the Japanese faith and thus members of the people of the book. These facts allow us to add additional defensive structures into the movie slash novel here and in its elements as we construct it and them and these and those. The structures, as previously announced, are frames between and within frames, which themselves are between and within frames, or not, whatever. For instance, you have, or have not, just watched 16_day01_index_g-39_manchuria_720. If you were inside the time tunnel here, inside the DVD machine with me, and by extension, just a thought and a pause away from Judai and Juna, who are far away, then you would be able to see the line of visible time that space is curved here, makes my voice twitch, that extends hyperbolically away from the place of my faltering voice that speaks the speech I speak when I talk to you, here where I am mounted, yeah, I am, on the engine, a bit hot, of a rolling projector which is spinning and rolling down that hyperbolic line of time, down that movie railway heading towards elsewhere, which I think is probably movie land, a grim, bright place also known as the end of the line, until the next line. Now, if you could see this and that and these and those over there, you would notice the many pieces of physical evidence that construct and annotate in tip-tap fashion the fact that, for instance, 16_day01_index_g-39_manchuria_720 is only 1/30th of a full length and much longer movie known as 16_day01_index_g-39_manchuria_720, which is a different movie since it is much longer. to make this contraction of expansion happen, or expansion of contraction happen in reverse, or not, depending on need or variable mood, or in response to mysterious questions that pop into our heads here, we rely on a system of frames between frames, and also frames within frames. It's how you go in it, when you jump, it sounds like that, which cause the expansion or contraction of movies as needed, when needed, if needed. For instance, if I wish to expand the halted time of the attention of the UFOs as they listen, wait, I just have to press some button or other here in the DVD machine, then click on this or on that, or just my teeth or my tongue. Not at the same time, though. And as a result of these commands, you and I and we and they will then suddenly pop out and through a line that you can find between the frames. A line running in an alternate direction, like right to left or left to right or both at once. And perhaps in more than one place at once. For instance, both at the top and bottom of the movie frame, which itself is unstable, and through that instability, we will enter into expanded time with plenty of extra oxygen and helium and good times thus provided for all who jump through with us. To prove that, or this, here, for instance, is an expansion of the beginning of the shorter version of the movie 16_day01_index_g-39_manchuria_720, an engaging title which has suddenly become a differently named section of the longer version, a newly long song of time and tunes and tones of thought, known as 16_day01_index_g-39_manchuria_segment1_song1_720. We can do this expansion anywhere, anytime, within any movie, as we will, because they're all, 1/30th speed or length. They're all the same speed, but 1/30th length or 30 times longer, depending upon which way you're looking. And we can do this when we will, when we must. In this way, the UFOs will learn that which they need to know, which they're curious about. And so will you. So me too. As, for instance, when you and I and we and them all sing along together with the song of Manchuria, which is also the song of Manchukuo, and which is here now, our first song, bouncing.